节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Oh, so why don't we take sides?
What? We take sides?In what?
No. I'm talking about the band, Why Don't We? 我说的是一个叫做 Why Don't We 的男团。Do you know them?
Yeah, I've heard of them. They're on the news recently.
没错。最近啊，这个美国的大热男团 Why Don't We 连续登上推特热搜，并不是因为他们出了新作品啊，而是因为组合里面的未成年男孩们被经纪人虐待了多年了。
So, for today's podcast, we are going to talk about a really interesting situation that was brought to our attention recently about the boy band.
Colin, 先来给大家介绍一下这个 Why Don't We 这个组合吧。
Why Don't We is a five-member boy band that was formed in LA in 2006. All the members of Why Don't We are still pretty young, especially for the music business.
Yeah, they are all in their very, very early 20s. 基本上都是二十出头啊，还是一群孩子。And I think it's something kind of important to keep in mind a little bit later when we get into the situation happening right here.
Yeah, but anyway, all of these boys had the hobby of singing and were making music before Why Don't We formed in 2006.
这五个男孩呢都很喜欢音乐哈，自己呢也一直在尝试着做音乐。But after meeting each other after 7 events like social media events, live shows, things like that, they decided to be a boy band.
Yeah, so they all got together and performed in front of two telemanagers. One was David and the other was named Randy.
They all got on board. They got a team on board and the very next day they announced that they were continuing making music as a five piece. 这样呢，这个组合就正式成立了。这里有一个很有意思的表达，叫做 get on board， 它的字面意思是上船、上车。其实我们中文也会用到在一条船上这样的表达，对不对？所以呢 ，get on board 在这里它就表示加入某个团队、入伙的意思。
The boys of Why Don't We describe their sound as more of a urban or R&B pop kind of thing.
哎，这个 R&B 大家可能会熟悉一些啊，叫做节奏布鲁斯。那 urban 呢，它做形容词表示城市的、都市的，所以啊 ，urban music 它也是一种音乐类型，我们叫做都市音乐。
In fact, Why Don't We gained a fan base pretty quickly and steadily?
是的，他们的吸粉速度还是非常之快的。大家应该都知道，粉丝在英文里面的就是 fans 嘛，但是在这里我们用的是 fan base， 它是一个集合名词，相当于某个人 fans 群体的总称。我们可以把它理解为粉丝团或者粉丝群。So, why do you think they became famous so fast?
Well, because they were filling such a big, like, boy band hole at the time. There was a lot of K-pop stuff going on, but there really wasn't any, like, US-based boy bands or British boy bands or anything of the sort like that.
Okay, so they came and kind of filled that gap. 他们的出道正好是在 K-pop 在欧美兴起的时候啊。但是这个欧美的男团呢基本上就是处于一个断代的状态，所以这个组合出道之后正好就填补了这个空白。那填补空白空缺，我们用 fill the gap 这个短语就好了。
Although I think arguably Why Don't We isn't super super mainstream.
Yeah, definitely not on the same scale as other bands or artists of their kind.
But they are still pretty early in their career, so I think what they've accomplished so far is pretty impressive.
I think they have a good thing going for them. 看起来他们还是潜力无限，前途一片大好的。Then what's going on with your management?
Well, you know how it goes in the music biz. Everything is not what it seems. There are always other things going on behind the scenes.
娱乐圈是个什么样子，大家心里都应该有数啊。表面光鲜亮丽，背后其实暗流涌动。刚刚 Colin 说了一个短语 behind the scenes， 它就表示在幕后、在背后非常秘密的这种感觉。
As always, the business side of music can be a little bit confusing. But basically, when Why Don't We was formed as a boy band, they were formed under two separate management companies.
你可以理解为这个男团呢，它有两个经纪人，那这两个经纪人对他们的工作生活全权掌握。
They have all rights regarding directing and controlling the band, including their income, the music, their masters, creative process, all that kind of stuff.
And it's crazy because all five of the boys of Why Don't We are listed as employees of this company. They are listed as salaried employees. 明星是给经纪人打工的，这是不是有哪里不对啊？Those boys don't work for you, you work for them. How are you going to list them as salaried employees of you? I'm confused.
Anyway, recently a lot of things that happened behind the scenes during Why Don't We's time in the band has come into the light, which brings us to the Free Why Don't We movement that's going on.
随着一些粉丝的曝光和组合成员的亲自发声，公众开始认识到原来这帮年轻人经历了这么多不公平的待遇啊。然后就兴起了一股解救外动位的风潮。
So I just want to give you some examples of some of the mistreatments that have been coming into light about the boys in their management. One of them includes very limited space in the house that was given to them to live in, including members having to sleep on blow-up mattresses, under mattresses, and not being allowed in certain rooms.
我看过那个视频啊，他们住的房间太小了，根本就放不下第三张床。所以呢，其中一名成员就只能把充气床垫塞到别人的床下面，头和身体顶着别人的床板睡觉。这对于他们这个年纪的年轻人来说，真的是可以构成虐待了。那 Colin 刚刚用的这个词 mistreatment 就是指虐待，尤其是身体上的虐待。
Another really big issue that people have been talking about is David not allowing the boys to eat certain foods. They have to ask his permission to eat food.
Yeah, this part of it is crazy to me because there is a video of an argument taking place between the managers. And this argument took place because one of the members of Why Don't We, Zach, ordered himself a salad because Randy said he could. Which is just weird in itself because why do you have to ask your manager what you can eat?
Yeah, that's already a red flag.
对啊，你吃个草都还要跟别人报备，这本身就不对劲了吧。那所以呢 ,Colin 说的这个Red flag 在这里呢不是指红旗啊，它是指危险的信号或者让人生气的事物。But then the fact that the two managers argued about it because he ordered himself a salad is even worse.
It's insane.
Yeah.
There's a part of their book where they openly discussed feeling like they're in boot camp because they had to do every single thing that David told them to do.
真的啊，他们美其名曰的军事化管理，其实就是一年365天让你饿着肚子军训。那这个 boot camp 它就是指这种新兵训练营。
Once again, a case of some men selling young people a dream and then ruining their lives.
It's just basically a case of them being treated like puppets, being treated like money-making robots. 就是把这群孩子当成傀儡，赚钱的机器在用。
You know, I think this is especially upsetting and disappointing because they are so young. And that's part of the reason why it's worked out.
没错，就是因为他们太年轻了。And you have these people looking at you in the eye like, we can sell you all this dream, we're going to make you superstars. Don't worry, you'll have your full control of your life. I mean, you're this young minor with stars in your eyes. You're like, wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot easier to be on board and to agree to it in that moment.
Exactly.
Standing against industry villains has been such a hot topic right now. So many people are openly talking about it, and...This is a good example of why.
是的，看到这群孩子的经历啊，我们会意识到反对行业内的霸凌有多么的重要。在这个做什么都代价很高的行业呢，希望事情最终能够得到妥善的处理吧。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。